I have a question, and it is when the mind is not in the moment, but is aware, but not in the moment.
What do you mean?
No, that the, you see.
If you're aware, then it can be in the moment.
Yeah. For me, I make difference.
Oh, so what do you mean?
The difference is to be in the moment for me is when awareness sort of is easy going, works practically by itself.
Oh, okay.
That is for me being in the moment.
Okay, okay, okay.
The other.
Now I understand.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
The other in the moment, just when awareness is present.
No, this moment.
So the question is, when there's awareness, but the mind is not in the moment, then, of course, the self is felt very much.
Mm.
The self, the I.
Mm.
So then it is, you know, I see, I think, I, whatever, it's I.
Mm.
And the mind is aware of that feeling of self. Now the question is, should the mind say...
No. Let it be. Let it be. You know, there's I, that's all. And if you have wisdom come,
yeah.
If there are no I, then you know this and there is no I.
Yes, this is very easy. Yeah. But when there is this self, so the mind is insecure, should it apply nature?
This is the nature. Now this is also the wrong view nature, right?
It is a wrong view state.
You know, wrong view is there, wrong view is there. Your duty is just recognize.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because wrong view is also nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong view is wrong view.
Yeah.
Wrong view is present, wrong view is present. Then a
yes.
Wrong view is not present, then you are very clear.
Yes.
Wrong view is not present,
yes.
That's all.
Yes, yes, okay.
Mm.
And then the second is... and connected with this awareness, which is not... That is, again, not in the momentum, how I feel momentum. So when there's just awareness, then very often there is a feeling that the awareness is controlling what is happening. That it is controlling. That it is not...
Controlling is, cannot say awareness. Awareness is control. Awareness is recognizing.
Yeah.
Controlling is something doing. Who is controlling? Defilement or wisdom?
Defilement.
Yeah, defilement, not awareness. Right?
Yes.
Where sometimes you know, but defilement is there.
Yes.
And defilement is leading.
Yes.
Right? You know defilement is there.
Yeah.
Right? That's enough.
Because it is like that there is awareness.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes awareness is there, but wisdom is weak, defilement
wisdom
can come.
Yeah,
right.
And so it is just like as if awareness would control even the thinking, you know, everything.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, and
not awareness, this
yeah.
Defilement.
Yeah.
Awareness recognizes defilement controlling, that's all.
Yeah,
right.
That is
yeah.
It. It recognizes and defilements are controlling, right? Okay. That's it. We need to lie story, of course. Very unfortunate. No story. Milan.
So, when we were in Prague?
Yeah.
It was quite interesting to see how the mind reacts to things, especially to defilement.
Mm.
It's like mind is quite quiet, and when defilement comes, it's like kind of disturbation.
Disturbance. All right.
I don't know how to compare it, but maybe something like a normal state of the mind is like lake, and when defilements come, it's like throwing inside the water.
Mm. Then
then the mind sometime is kind of shaking or doing some kind of disturbance, and after sometimes quiet again. And this is actually when wanting or aversion comes.
Yeah.
So I just stay with it and
that's all.
Yes.
Our duty is recognizing, learning, that's all. Happening is our responsibility. We have a cause. There is a cause. They have a chance. They were arising. Right. So our duty is right view and thought and watch. That's all.
Also interesting is talking meditation. It is quite interesting to see that when I don't talk to anybody, I just meditate on my own. I can see quite clearly cause and effect.
Right.
And there can be quite a detachment there. But when I speak with someone sometimes something is said, what I don't like something to be said to me. The ego is reacting quite strongly. So there is interesting to see these differences. So with
before we are talking, we have attitude, idea have. When we are talk, we have ideas. Some ideas there. Maybe you more important point is about your view or your idea to express somebody, then the already we are think already they should be listened or follow, agreed. If they not agree, then immediately don't like coming, because of you have a right attitude already there, idea is there. So before you talk, so checking all the time, and every time you notice and slowly the mind know, talking, just talking. Not expect anything. Then when you understanding, then slowly the mind become just talking, not expect anything. Right, right view is coming. Other thing is no problem. But only our view or our idea, we will believe in or our idea express us, then to tell somebody, then be careful. No?
Attitude. We can
be careful to check your attitude. Careful. What attitude and we talk?
Yeah, wrong view during talking is quite easy to follow.
Yes, right.
Also, I have a question, Sado. You stayed long time as a layperson practicing, and also as a monk practicing. What do you think? Which lifestyle is more beneficial for practice?
Each person different. You are not meditation teacher. How to do? For me, in lay life is I'm not communicate too much people. Only my family and customer all already know. New is very not much. Then I become meditation teacher. Or the whole country, the whole world, crazy people come. Good person, also crazy person. Every time, every year, the new person I communicate. More, a lot of people. If you become I stay alone, it's different. Less people is different. So we cannot compare it like this. Lay like, my life, my. That's all. Now situation is what? How the present situation? How to dealing with the present situation? That's all. You cannot compare, but lay life and my life very different. In our home, it's I'm not talking too much. I'm not going not where now. Every year, I go the whole world. Right? So depend on your present situation, right? I ask Gajita, when you will stay in the 7 years in the forest alone. Now you are going about the center. What difference? It's the same thing. Not very different. Right? So now you are lay like this and practice, that's all. How to cope with it?
Cannot. It means your practice, your personal practice.
Yes. No. That's why each person is different. For me, not very different. Leila also apply this. Manglai also, I must be practice. Any situation, I must be practice. Continue. This become part of life. Cannot stop. The natural practice is naturally coming. If you mark also this six object, if you limit also six object, that's all, no more. Right? No more seven object. Then people say, I go back, a lot of object, many object. I say, how many object? No more seven object, only six object. Only concept objects, many.
But then no difference between monk and lay person. So why you are not lay person?
Because I choose like monk life. That time I want to be monk. So I choose one monk life. Then I saw, I never imagined this way. I think I'm alone and stay alone and yes. I go to small kuti and some like this. Uh-huh. But I not imagine like this. But if I can choose, I stay alone or people. It depends on me. But now my situation is cannot. And also, this is more beneficial for everybody. That's why I choose this one. And also, I all the time thinking about practice and talking about practice. Then this is also my part of my practice. Right? So, if you become monk, how do you do?
Yeah. Okay, that's all.
Maybe you become monk, you will less communicate other people. But if you lay like also, you can choose. You can choose. You can choose yourself to how to stay, how to. For me, it's just a little bit difficult.
But the question can be, what is actually more beneficial? To communicate more with people?
Oh, no, no, no.
More alone?
More practice. More practice, more important, right? Right.
Somebody wants to talk. My question is, can we achieve enlightenment without teacher? Or is it, if we can get enlightenment without teacher?
We? Without teacher.
Without teacher, or is it necessary?
To necessary.
Leading.
Not easy. Without teacher is only Pisika Buddha. Small Buddha. Buddha, Pisika Buddha, and Buddha only no teacher, no need teacher. Even the Sinsari Buddha also he need teacher. Right? I don't know.
But what is this teacher?
Without teacher, huh?
This Buddha
can become only small Buddha?
Yeah. Little Buddha. Small Buddha, Visigga Buddha, there are two Buddha. Yes. One is a big Buddha, is our Buddha. One is he understands himself, that's all. He cannot teach. He understands himself, but he cannot teach. Okay?
Yeah. Is life really different after enlightenment?
Indifferent?
Yeah, is life really different after enlightenment or?
Yes, really, yeah. Different. Your mind state already different. Your mind state different, then your life different. Right.
So some easier questions maybe from my side. when you were talking yesterday in the meditation session, you said peacefulness is not yours. Peacefulness is dukkha.
I don't say peacefulness is dukkha. Do you understand peacefulness
is
dukkha?
That's why. Okay. So
dukkha is understand.
So unless there was that much understanding before, from my side, I discovered that very often I was somehow greedy to reach peaceful state of mind when meditating. I was greedy to reach peaceful state of mind. Right. But I feel now that after remembering it, it's getting less.
Right.
That's quite good news. Oh. But the bad news...
No, this is not good news. This is right news.
Right news. But still,
the right information. Give right information. Then you become right thinking come. Mm-hmm. Right view is coming. Right information is very important. Right. Because at that time, I was talking this in our center. One Malaysian monk is enjoying the peacefulness. Mm-hmm. When I'm talking this one, he becomes shocked. I wake up. Before, he liking and enjoying, and he don't know. Not aware very, very much. But peacefulness coming, then he knowing, he aware. But a little bit he enjoying this peacefulness. Then this information comes, then he become aware. What I'm doing now. So, try to understand then.
So it's always reminding me now when I somehow feel that it's getting peacefulness and...
Otherwise peacefulness become the aim.
Yeah, exactly.
People, they follow the peacefulness is because of craving. And also the retreat come all the time, come to retreat because?
Peaceful, yeah.
Because?
Not for meditating.
Peacefulness.
Calmness.
And in their home, they cannot peaceful. Mm. That's why they come practice and peacefulness, enjoy the peacefulness. That's most of yogi, if they don't know how to step farther away, then they stuck. Right.
So, but I still not really sure if I really understand it. So it's... Awareness without wisdom possible? Awareness without wisdom? Or is being aware already part of wisdom?
I said wisdom is a three level. Information also wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. So you come and listen to instruction, also you have already wisdom. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you're aware.
So
otherwise, you don't know how to aware, right? But this wisdom is not very strong. That's why we apply this in when you're aware, but wisdom is not strong enough. So that's why we are learning. Mm. For example, the one yogi, she practice sati also good, awareness also good, samadhi also good. But suddenly she noticed her hand disappear. Then immediately she shocked. Then she practice stop. Then wake up and open eye and looking where I am. A fear coming. So how the fear is defilement can come? Because she has awareness there, somebody is there, but no wisdom. No, wisdom and insight is not very strong. Wisdom is not very strong. Only intellectual or knowledge have, but weak. Then defilement and then around you very strong coming. Mm-hmm. Then immediately with defilement can evolve. Mm-hmm. So how do you say? This, there is a no awareness, no wisdom or not? A little bit have.
A little bit have, okay.
Not much, not strong enough. To
just
stop.
Because I sometimes ask myself, I feel like I'm aware, but right. So what else?
Yeah.
And then I feel like, is there already wisdom? That's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
is
you there all? Right, right.
So that's why I ask myself, is there wisdom?
Anything? Yeah. Anything, what do you understand now? You need to awake yourself. Otherwise, we are practice like this.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go. But actually, we are nowhere to go. Don't go, how to say? We must have aim to go to the. We are not expect to the deep reserve, but this for now we are doing is for understanding growth, right?
One last thing is that I was observing hunger. So when I'm getting hungry,
yeah.
So the difference in between, so my body is telling me it needs energy, I have to eat something, or the mind is somehow, so now it's time to go for breakfast or it's time to go for lunch. So it's different. Body need or mind is, now it's breakfast time or now it's lunch time.
Yeah.
Is this difference? Because then
actually, if you're by lunchtime, your body already hungry.
Not always.
if you are not eat too much, if you're very full, that time sometimes you're not. You eat morning very much, so lunchtime not hungry. So, so
getting less.
So, what your question?
No, the question is it's not a question. Just the observing. The difference between if the body is telling me it's hungry and mind.
Okay.
So there is a schedule, there is breakfast at that time and a difference. Because if I feel that if I really observe it, then I start eating less.
You are hungry or not, you must observe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but if you know you eat just two times a day.
Yeah.
And you know, you are not that hungry, but you know.
But you must eat, right?
You because must eat because you have to
later
wait.
Later, cannot eat too much.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
This is a necessary, right? Go eat.
Yeah.
That's not what I said.
Okay.
Sometimes people, they have awareness and wisdom there, but they don't know they have wisdom. That is also some problem.
Yeah.
That's why wisdom cannot grow. Awareness also not very strong. If you recognize you are awareness, your awareness better. If you recognize you have wisdom, your mind is more powerful. People, they have wisdom. For example, if you're practicing, it's good or smooth because wisdom there. You know how to practice. How to do, how to practice also, this is also wisdom. How to do, you know, you understand how to do. That's why you meditate very smooth. But they don't know that time what kind of wisdom there. Because we are not familiar about wisdom. What is wisdom? What is understanding? We not too much close to the family about the Panya. That's why I ask people, if you have samadhi, do you know? Very well. If you are sati, you know? Very well. If your effort, you have effort, do you know your effort? Right, very well. But confident, faith. Do you have faith? Some people know, some people touch other people, some people they don't know. And wisdom, move, they not say anymore. Because they're not familiar. This is not, they're not thinking too much about wisdom. Right? Yeah.
So, I just wanted to share that there is one very obvious thing.
Welcome.
So there is one thing very obvious. I have a lot of work in front of me. In meditation.
You have a lot of?
Work.
In front of me.
In front of me. I have a lot of work to do in meditation, you know.
In this retreat?
And after, generally.
Oh.
A lot of meditation to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should be.
So, I just...
If you're not busy with the meditating, then you're busy with other divinement. Then?
So then I just want to simply say thank you that you share your wisdom with us.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's all really. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, I just have one thing to share as well. I was just sitting and observing some defilement there, and it was very interesting because it was coming and going, and the mind was indulging in the defilement, and then suddenly the view changed, and again I could see it more generally. But it was coming on and off like this for some time, and then suddenly it changed again, and the view changed to a right view. And I saw there was a different quality of awareness. There was this, I realized that the way the mind thinks about the object is very different when there is defilement and when there is right view.
Yes.
It's like the idea is opposite. Oh, right. It's completely different.
Right.
And it was quite strong realization. Oh. And it was very very quick relief.
Depend on our mind state, then you see the view object is different. Very different. Right. Must be very opposite. Right. Then?
Well, then, that's it, yeah.
Yes?
I've been trying to observe intentions, and sometimes I see the intention. I see that little movement of energy in the mind,
right?
And then I start doing the thing.
Right, follow, flow.
Yeah,
follow.
Right.
Just flow
away.
The intention and action together.
Yeah,
no problem.
But then I start thinking, wow, I saw an intention. I must be really aware.
Okay.
And so I start sort of getting...
So you can say awareness better.
Yeah.
Only the know the physical only object, and now you see the mind and physical together. So mean is your awareness quality is better now.
But what is actually the... Why is it good to see intentions?
Because I understand cause and effect, body and mind relationship.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
If you see that relationship, then understand your cause and effect, become another. Understand another is obvious. More stronger. Only we understand another is no me, no I is not enough. We must understand very well about cause and effect. This is another.
Okay.
Everything is cause and effect. Whatever happening, if you can understand in cause and effect, so another idea is more stronger and stronger. Nobody there. Because of this, because of that. Right?
Yeah, yeah. But would it also be possible, maybe if you have an intention to do something that's not so skillful,
right?
Can you then
but
stop...
Intention already there.
Can you then stop the action if you're really, really aware?
Not stop reaction, more aware. Just doing many things, right? You all the time stop and watching, then you cannot walk. Daily life is not if you have a time, it's no problem. But daily life is a lot of things to do. So if you don't know about the intention, let go. And more awake and alert, that's all. Intention all the time have.
Yeah.
Without intention, we cannot move. Even if we are still also have intention. Right?
Yeah.
This is a more subtle intention than we a little bit difficult to see. Movement intention is more obvious.
Yeah, and intention at the beginning of something when you
no. If you can see the beginning is better, but the whole action have intention.
Yeah, exactly. But the right. intentions that are sort of inside the action are much more difficult to see.
Yes, it's because Because we are more attention to the physical object.
Yeah.
Focusing. That's why we are difficult to see the mind together.
It's when we start an action, then we can see the intention.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just not, I mean, like I said, I was sort of getting into some, well, I'm a good meditator because I can see intentions.
Mm.
So you should just...
You are not
just
good.
You just notice them
you
and then you
good.
Let
awareness
go.
Is
then
good.
It's, that's it, that's it.
I said awareness is good, not you are good. Right?
But
I said awareness better, awareness is good, not you're good.
Yeah. But maybe it's because, you know, in other practice you're supposed to make note that you note intention.
Yeah.
But you just go, you have an intention and you just go on and on. You don't make any fuss about it, sort of.
Yeah, we see the process enough.
Yeah.
The whole way, the whole process, we can see the intention and action, intention and action together. That's enough.
Okay. Thank you.
About intention. If you get if you can catch the intention, your awareness become more continuous. People, they cannot catch the intention. That's why they after move or change the posture, they lost. Before they change the posture, we have intention. So we notice our intention, then awareness become follow. If you don't know the intention, then sometimes we miss. Sitting, stand up, we don't know. And stand up. And walking time awareness come back.
So I have one question. I understand that thoughts and feelings with aversion or greed are all like unwholesome thoughts and feelings.
All thought is not wholesome or unwholesome.
Greed
is
or
unwholesome.
With aversion. There
aversion,
is this,
greed, aversion is unwholesome, right?
Yes, but the question is if the upekā thought or upekā feeling is always wholesome?
Cannot say.
No.
Moha upekā have.
Oh, yes.
Moha upekā is like a zombie. Eh?
Oh, yes. I have this all the time. Okay.
He not understand very well, but he also not angry, not attached.
Yes, I've been practicing for some time.
More ubika.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay. I would like to thank you also. This retreat was very helpful for me and.
Yeah,
a lot of things improved.
I'm so glad.
Thank you.
Yeah, that.
I would like to have one question. In Mahasi Sayadaw style, there is in the books, there is described a sequence of insights.
Sequence of insights, what insights?
Yeah. The
The
insights, their form and the sequence. And it is, if I have good understanding, it is written that there is a fixed sequence. That means
right,
that you should...
Right, one by one.
Yeah,
But you are never stopped to the one level. When you are no defilement, which then is sometimes with fast thinking, 2, 3, 4, 5, like this, and stop, you come down.
Yeah.
You cannot stay 5 or 4 or 3. Because when you are defilement there, you are 0.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But people, it is this level, they think it is, I'm 4 level, next time I 5 level. 6 level, way.
I'm
if you are defilement, then wisdom 0.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
they are very fast. They go like this. Understanding, if If your wisdom is very strong, here he's like suddenly like this. Not one by one like this.
Yeah.
Even the blink, then 16 finish, can finish. Yeah. If he very, very wisdom, very momentum, very strong, he can go through. Yeah. But if you're not strong, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, tick, and gone.
Yeah.
Cannot go through. If you finish, if your wisdom is very strong, then suddenly over the this and stick, ching, like this.
And not fall back to zero.
Yeah. If you have enlightenment, then cannot zero. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you can start with 3 or 4, you can start. Right. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
With the intention, let's say there is one thing where there is no intention.
Hmm?
I think there are cases where there are no intention.
What case?
Like for instance, when I was falling, yeah, the other day I was falling down, right? So. The falling is a no intention.
Body following.
It is just happening.
Yeah.
And there is no intention.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a rupa happening, right? Yeah. Because of conditioning.
Yeah. It's just effect.
This is a. Do you hear no intention? Yeah. I have
intention. Could you say a little bit more how you see the Brahma Viharas, like how they relate?
When you are understanding strong, wisdom is there, no more wisdom. You have no lobha, no dosa. At that time, Brahma Vihara is naturally arising.
Mm-hmm.
Depend on the object. If you are balanced on the same level, your loving kindness can come.
Mm-hmm.
If you are low level, Gruna is coming already.
Mm-hmm.
At high level, then you become mudita. How to say?
Mm-hmm.
Mudita is coming, drive.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you wisdom, we cannot do anything, then ubekaka. Because of the situation, we cannot involve. That time ubeka naturally comes. Depend on object. Your mind must be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Clear, purified. Your mind will have automatic coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is a more real.
Yes. But then that's like, you would say if the mind is purified, those states come.
Depend on that time, object is concept.
Can you say a little bit more about that? Huh? Object is concept.
Object is concept. We see the people, then
yes.
The mind we are coming.
So there's more to? Okay. So would you say, in comparison to just wisdom and awareness, there's a little bit more going towards the object?
No. We are paying attention to concept, object, or reality object. When you have a reality object, the vipassana jnana is there. Come.
Uh-huh.
That's why sometimes we need to pay attention to the concept object.
Concept, and
right.
then.
Right. Okay, continue practice. Why we cannot practice daily life? Why we cannot practice daily life? Can you practice?
Sometime.
Too
quick.
Huh?
Too quick.
No.
Too quick changing, obviously.
Because we are more interested in what's happening.
We forget.
But yeah. Understanding,
we'll
understand.
Why? The question is why? Why mean is you should practice. No way. Now we are practicing whatever we are working or doing, everything we can practice. In daily life also, because only you are, not value, you not have understanding about value of practicing and willing to practice, not intention to practice, weak. That's why I cannot practice. And also defilement is more stronger. Then we lost again and again. But we try again and again, slowly become happy, then you can practice. Without your daily life practice, you are not practice daily life, your meditation is not improved. Very long. One yogi said, he all the time, do every day, he practice in morning one time, evening one time. 5 years, non-stop. Every day. But after 5 years, he said, why I'm not changing? Then I try to compare with this. One day, 24 hours. You sleep 6 hours. So left 18 hours. Only you practice 2 hours. The other 16 hours is defilement. So how you can practice, how you can improve meditation? Your wisdom. If you try every day, not much difficult, as much as you can. Day by day, day by day, day by day, slowly, then you can maintain continuous practice. And also, if you are more investigated, awareness and not awareness, how different? What different? If you are more understand this way, you must be practice. That's why today I talk with Milan. If you're not practice, we are finished. A lot of suffering. Right? Yes? Our teacher also, all the time he remind the people, but nobody practice like this. Every day you need to practice, every day in the home. And also, maybe you are not very scared how to practice. That's why you cannot practice in daily life. Yes. If you focus, you cannot do both, two jobs same time. Just recognizing as much as you can. That is can easy. You can do whatever you do, just behind the mind reminding.
Any particular advice for working with computers a lot? Because they it's very easy, I find, for my...
Which door you use a lot that time?
Seeing and thinking.
Seeing.
Yeah.
If you are scared.
Yeah.
If you are scared to watch the awareness seeing, you can maintain this that time.
Mm.
A job, depend on your job. That time, what kind of door you use a lot?
Yeah.
Then you practice this way.
Right.
So any door you must kill. Right? If someone he watching all the time the mind, naturally six and door already practice.
Yeah.
If someone, he always watching the mind all the time, naturally the sixth sense door already practice. You cannot avoid. Because we use sixth sense door and pay attention to the wall. Seeing, listening, all are mind. Looking also mind, right? You see the activity of mind all the time, they can become natural.
Yeah, but if it is that, it's
all... But that time, important point is eagerness.
Yes, right. Yes.
You are not want to too much, you want to do this, you can play this.
Yeah.
If your thing is very important, very eager, very seriously, then you lost.
Because I'm like this.
Yeah, right, right. So every time you notice your body is like this,
yeah.
Be careful. Because you want to do it. So always back up.
Yeah.
Whatever coming, back up and sleep. Too much back up, cannot do. No interest. What?
If wrong view is behind awareness, it's useless. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. No.
It doesn't bring anything.
We cannot call this a meditation.
Right.
Yeah. That's why talking meditation also need, because we are always talking each other. Then you become habit, then every talking time, you already practice. Try to practice. So every action, every movement, every door, you must get how to practice. Then the daily life is okay, more easier. Only the one posture, sitting, walking, only not enough.
I'm wondering if it's helpful. I've practiced trying to stay with the mind, and I lose it. I lose it, particularly with the computer. But I'm just wondering if it's easier and more productive to stay with the computer to concentrate on one sense door, and then maybe the others get involved. Maybe if I'm really aware of seeing, then
if
I
you
become...
know you are mind too much attention, also you notice, then you can relax.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if I'm pay more attention to seeing and to eagerness.
So you reminding yourself many times when you are doing this. This is your weakness. Then you remind yourself before you doing this. Reminding.
Yeah.
And before you doing, you remind yourself. I try to practice. That time I very often because of this idea, awareness come back again and again.
So having a strategy,
right,
for the weak areas or difficult areas. But what I'm imagining is that awareness grows bigger and
practice. The action is don't control the action. Action body is already do his way. You do. So you need to just, you aware, you know yourself, or asking yourself, then when they come back, then do. Right?
So if I see eagerness, is it not a good idea to change my posture?
Can.
Yes, can.
Posture also make you mind relief a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I saw one yogi in Australia, he used computer in not sitting, but standing. Standing and make the computer. So you cannot stand long. Painful. Sitting is you don't know. But he is a knee a little bit, have a knee standing good. So practice, make you become happy. You try to practice in that time. This you are lost that situation. You more practice about this action.
So, do you also have any advice how to practice in conflict?
Conflict.
Mm-hmm. And it best is if you don't get
feeling,
there.
What you're feeling better?
Feeling. Okay.
Feeling and thinking that time. Mm-hmm. You don't follow the feeling.
I just have a similar question. What if you... If your job involves a lot of thinking, I think many people have jobs with a lot of thinking. So
yeah, so thinking is
it's not easy to. It's
thinking and feeling is you need to use everywhere. Yeah. Thinking and feeling. What thinking? What motivation with the thinking? What is thinking? Definement or wisdom?
Yeah.
Checking definement and thinking. You So if you know the defilements, naturally stop, right? Okay. We need to think. So the mind is calm and peaceful, then we are thinking, become wisdom. The mind is not calm, agitated, that time thinking, it may be defilement, right? Now we are talking, we are all the time thinking. We know our thinking, how to talk, right? Without thinking, we cannot do.
Saru, you said that one needs a teacher. Is there any sign that the teacher is no more necessary?
Teacher sign?
Sign? How? When is not teacher necessary?
When you are difficult to practice, that time teacher. What the? Very obvious. When you are very smooth, that time no need teacher, right? You already know, right? That time I said when you become a problem, I said come to share with. You cannot come, but you can find yourself, right? Yeah. But I like this way. You need to find your way. If you can find, you have a wisdom already, enough. But only the definement is involved over one. Then that time, then you don't know how to do. If definement slow down, then the wisdom can come back. Only the you have a problem of difficulty, or you are not improved or stuck, that time something need. If you cannot find yourself, then teacher need. For example, the Sri Sariputta or Sri Anuruddha, she said to Sri Sariputra, Sri Anuruddha asked Sri Sariputra, after three months, then Anuruddha, I think, he said, why I'm not get enlightenment? I have a very good samadhi. He has a Devasaku already. Devasaku is not easy. Samadhi very strong, right? I have a Devasaku. My samadhi is very good. Why I cannot get the enlightenment or arahant? Then the Sensari Buddha point out three points. You are proud of your samadhi. You are thinking this way is your wandering.
Sorry?
You thinking this way is your wandering. You think this way is wandering. Ah, why I'm not get enlightened is wandering. And also doubt about like this. This all defilement, three defilement, then finish. He talk with this, the point of dan, then become immediately then finish. If you know teacher is how to do, no talking, no discussion that time, next wasa, even next wasa cannot get right? Immediately get the point out, then finish immediately. So important this some Kriyana Metta.
So my question is, why am I not arahant yet?
A lot of defilement. There are only three defilement. We have a lot of defilement. Yeah, they are doubt and proud, doubt, proud, and wondering. Lava, dosa, like. So first step, we need to reduce the defilement first. Then the chance to arise, the wisdom can chance. Every time I wisdom arising, then I realize that time, there is no defilement, no lava at that time. Already, I understand, wisdom also arising, and also the situation, how the wisdom arising, also, everything, that time wisdom understand clear. Not only one. He understand many ways. Boom.
There are two defilements that I find particularly difficult to work with, and that's doubt, because it disguises
as
like wisdom sometimes. Like we believe that we're right, and the other one is fear, because it's so connected to survival instinct. So could you tell
because of this is
something?
Also you not enough have wisdom, that's why doubt must become. Until you become Totapanna, doubt must be there. This is sure, this is nature. We are not understand very well, so as much as we have a doubt, this is no problem. Doubt coming, then you can just watch your doubt, then doubt come down, then you can think more easy way, right way. So doubt coming, no problem. This is nature, right?
Yeah, but sometimes we don't understand that it's
yes, that's
nature.
Why
we think it's our wisdom saying.
So
that
doubt is doubt. That's all. We are not understanding yet. Doubt must be there. Like other defilement, the same. Watch, learn, aware of this. That's all. Sometimes we can clear the doubt with the teacher. We explain and we did discussion, then might and intellectually clear. That makes it easy to face the doubt. The discussion is make big yogi is the doubt reduced. Then they both practice, they're easy to practice. If you alone, it's a problem.
Sometimes there is a feeling that something is wrong in the practice, and that is true.
That is not doubt. This is understand something. Right? Yeah. Doubt is you don't know about practice, or you're not confident about practice. This is a doubt.
Is doubt linked to moha?
Yeah, moha grew, moha grew. Tinamida, slow and topo, wandering, otisa kukusa, piano, kukusa, regret, remorse, and wandering and doubt. The fight is a moha group.
And what about fear? Is there
anger and dosa? Fear is dosa. Dosa group is all very wide, like not liking, depression, worry, anxiety, fear. It's all anger. Dosa group. Moha guru is slow and topo, slow and topo, wandering and regret and doubt, fight. Sometimes we have a doubt, then I only will question my doubt. I not understanding yet, so put away, continue like this. Then we have understanding come, this question become answer.
Sometimes fear comes when if you get a glimpse of sort of anatta or then the ego
is wrong view is fear.
Yeah.
Wisdom is never fear.
But
when that time wisdom is coming very clearly, but he's not very strong and so enough, he come and go. Then later the doubt, the wrong view is become fear. Wisdom is no fear anymore. His freedom, liberation, whatever this wisdom is, feel like this.
Yeah.
But wisdom is very weak, so he can't then stop. His mind is so quick, so fast. Then we think it's we see the experience, then become fear come. But actually, the mind activity is different. Wrong view is fear.
Yeah.
Right.
When the ego feels threatened in some way, when we see something that's unknown to us in the practice, for example, sometimes.
Right. That's why we don't know it must be coming. We are not understanding yet. We don't know must be defilements come, fear or anxiety is afraid it can come. Right? We don't know yet.
Yeah, but
that's why we don't know the situation. We don't have information, not enough. We are fear.
Then it's also good to have a teacher, I think.
a little bit more help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loba group.
Yeah. Loba is one thing, that's all.
Just Loba.
Loba group. Loba is no, Loba is Kamisana, that's all. Kamisana, that's all. Byabada is anger, that's all. Not only Loba is Loba, only he's not group. Moha is more big, many membership. Lama is different. Intensity. It's eight way.
Eight way.
Eight kind of lava. A bit of a half. Eight kind of lava. Sometimes very strong. Sometimes weak. And atin karya, tatin karya. And some is because of your insight really went very strong. Sometimes other people encourage you, then you become a loba come. This is a starting career, ending career. And another one is, maybe I check again the book. Starting career.
Yeah. Sometimes
loba with deity, sometimes And no wrong view and loba. Wrong view and loba, like this. Loba intercept the only change, eight way. Okay. See you next time.